Hey girl, this is the Girlpreneur Show where we discuss everything you need to take your business to that next level that you desire and still live a balanced life. So from sales, marketing and branding to business structure to building great relationships and even having a happy home, you name it, just because a girl can have it all. My name is Kiva Chrisamuson. That's K to the I to the E to the V to the A. And like you, I'm an entrepreneur. I also am an online marketing expert and business strategist. I've had years of experience building one of the most notable jewelry brands in my home country. You should know I'm an unrepentant foodie and ever aspiring fit fam. So good food is literally my major love language. This show is all about sharing. Both lessons from my own journey, as well as some industry leaders that will be here on the show with me from time to time. So I genuinely hope that by listening and of course practicing the things that we discuss here, you will get that extra boost that you need to stay the course as you build your own business. So girl, you're welcome to the Girlpreneur Show. Welcome back. I hope you're staying safe out there with the COVID-19 pandemic that has rocked our world. I hope you've stocked up. I hope you're staying at home, practicing social distancing, eating well, and exercising from home. So this is not the time to eat too much comfort food. And most importantly, I hope that you are staying in faith, because by faith, we overcome the world. On today's episode, drum roll, I'm going to be talking about how to make money selling knowledge or information products. And in case you're wondering, why is that what we're talking about? Why are we not discussing COVID-19? It's because, you know, the discussions I've had with people, with friends, not friends, and, you know, just people around me generally, there seems to be this fear going around. The uncertainty of where exactly am I going to be if we're on lockdown for so long, you know, and all of that. And thankfully, I'm a digital marketer. I'm well aware of how that money can be made on the internet today, you know, without having to go to a physical location or having an actual physical product. There are digital products that we could sell, and one of them is knowledge products. So I hope that this blesses somebody. This inspires somebody out there who is uncertain to start something today that will not only, make you comfortable this period, depending on how long we are on lockdown for, but also positions you for more wealth even after the pandemic has blown over. So first of all, what is a knowledge product? A knowledge product is anything that teaches you how to do something. So examples of knowledge products, you know, some people call it information products, but for the purpose of this show, I'll be referring to them as knowledge products. So we have ebooks, we have video tutorials, maybe showing you how to do makeup or how to make some local food or some Chinese cuisine. Screen recordings, maybe on how to use an app or a software. Just name it. Anything that teaches you how to do something. And also, we are going to be, you know, referring to knowledge products in the context of digital products. So, in case you did not know, I am a digital marketer. I work with course creators, mostly course creators, consultants, coaches, people who are putting out knowledge products out there, you know, to impact people. And knowledge products will not necessarily have to be something digital. So a knowledge product could be a workshop, it could be a seminar, it could be an event, you know. But in this period where we're staying at home, remote work, we're talking about the digital aspect. So I'm just going to focus on that. Now, the question on your mind, if you're not familiar with knowledge products, is do people really pay for these things? I mean, Kiva, if I need to learn how to make a Dikai Kong, I could just go on YouTube. Or if I need to learn how to use Canva, or I need to learn how to use, you know, Sage, which is an accounting software, I could just go online to learn it. The answer to this is yes, people pay for these things. yes, there's free information out there. You would, however, find that lots of people have maybe gone online. We have a lot of self-taught people, quite all right. But people sometimes go online, they're trying to learn these things themselves, and it's just frustrating because they need that one person that can check in on them and troubleshoot maybe when they get stuck. I also know that people pay for knowledge products because, like I said earlier, I work with people who make a living out of selling knowledge products, right? If you have a trusted brand, it's easier for you to sell knowledge products because it means that you've built an audience of people who are crazy about you. Some of them maybe worship the ground you walk on. Maybe that's taking it to an extreme, but you get what I mean. It's easy for someone who has built a brand over time to come out and say, hey guys, I want to show you how I became this powerhouse, how I became this Amazon, and I have this course that can show you how to be like me, and everybody would rush it. Did I mention ebooks when I was mentioning that? Yeah, so books are also, you know, knowledge products, but talking digital, ebooks. And so you would see personal brand launch books. I mean, if there's any book you've ever read in your lifetime, that was a knowledge product that you consumed. With knowledge products, it's always great to select an area where you have personal results in. You know, so I'm answering the question, do people pay for knowledge products? The answer is yes, especially when it's an area that you have results in and people can see it. Now, let me just go into this step by step because I want to keep this episode really short. The first thing you need to do if you want to make money selling knowledge products is to decide on the products that you want to sell. Again, preferably stick with something that you know how to do. I know that we want to make money off of this period and, you know, we want to give value this period, but there's no point pretending to be something we're not and giving out substandard stuff. Because if five people pay for your product, it turns out they didn't get any value from it, they will badmouth it and it's not going to sell. It's not going to be sustainable. But if five people buy your product and they rave about it, each of those five people will bring forth five other people who will bring for five other people, and then it becomes multi-level. You know, it becomes like a tree that just continues to give you money. So decide on the product. Now you need to validate it. Is this something people really want? And again, is this something people would pay for? So my formula to this is the five B's: blogs, broadcasts, brains, books, and I think brands is the final one. You're basically looking, is there someone who has a broadcast that people are paying to watch around this topic? Is there a book around this topic that people have paid to buy? You know, you're basically, so you can even go to course websites like Udemy. Is there a course on this same thing I want to sell? Okay, how is it priced? You know, what's the demand like? Go on Google and see. If there's a history that people have paid for this knowledge, this particular thing that you want to, this land you want to go in there, it validates the fact that people will most likely pay for it. Although there's also the concern of, if that market is saturated, who am I now to come and say I want to penetrate this market? But hey, you are different, you bring a unique source to the market. And so one thing you also want to do is, how can I do this differently? How can I bring my unique perspective to this thing that I want to put out there? The next step I would say is pre-sell. Always pre-sell. So in as much as what you're putting out there, you validated it, you're sure that people want it, the payment thing is actually an issue, because I know of a couple of people who have created courses and then they find out that nobody wants it, even though they validated it. And so pre-sell, you don't want to invest time creating something that nobody is paying for. So you could put out a free mini version. For example, if I want to sell a course on how to become a successful, maybe how to start a food business, you know, rather than do a course that is a 5-hour course, I invest money or time, even time is money. I invest my resources recording this course. I could put out a free PDF that could be like maybe just a 5-page or a 10-page PDF. 7 steps to starting your food business, and see if people actually consume this product, people actually sign up for it. You know, this is even a way to get leads. If you're putting out, for this person who wants to start a food business, if you're getting leads, people are signing up to your 7 steps to start a food business, which is free, you're getting the email addresses of these people before they're able to download your ebook, which I'll talk about later on. By the time you have this, the full-on course, you can reach out to these people who signed on to the free version and see if they are willing to pay for the paid version, you know, the more expensive version. So this is also, you're validating, but you are also getting leads that would pay for this item when you've produced it. So major tip: before you invest time creating something, be sure that people will actually pay money for this thing. Other ways to do that, aside creating an ebook, you could do an IG live, an Instagram live, and see how you're able to get people get people's attention. The next thing is, now that you're validated, you've confirmed that people would actually pay for this thing, decide on the format for your actual product. So do you want to make this a video course? Do you want to make it live, live closed groups? So you could have like using Zoom, for example, live video sessions. It could be a challenge, for example. It could be a challenge where you have a group where people have tasks they do every day and they are paying for the challenge. So decide on the format for your actual product and then get your pricing right. So if you've had to invest any raw materials, usually the beautiful thing about digital products, digital knowledge products especially, is that you're only investing your brain, which is worth a lot, by the way. I mean, let's not devalue this beautiful gift that God has given us. But if you are having to spend, you know, money with actual raw materials, physical raw materials, beg your pardon, to produce this course, then you need to factor that in. So get your pricing right. Do not be afraid to charge what you're worth. If you're going to charge at a premium, you know that you have to communicate value like crazy. I will talk about that later. Now you've decided on your price, the next thing is create a sales page. So your sales page is where people go before they pay for your product. So for example, if I put up my WhatsApp status, hey guys, learn how to start a food business, click here. Where they should go should be a sales page that is giving them more information about why they should sign up to my food business course. So your sales page should state the problem you're solving in the customer's own words. So by what I mean by that is, based on conversations you've had with people in the past, people who have maybe tried to pick your brain, they must have told you the problems that they have, you know, communicating it the way it's paining them. So this person might be saying, maybe people, if you're starting a healthy food business, for example, and people want to eat this Nigerian food, however, when they go out to eat, there's a lot of oil, or they are not sure about the hygiene practices, you know. And so you're putting all of those problem statements into your sales page. What this will do is, when your target audience, that's your prospective customers, when they read those problems, they'll be like, yes, I'm having this problem too, and they can relate to those problems. This is very, very important, because the moment you have someone feeling like this person gets me, you're most likely going to hook them to pay for your stuff, right? The next thing is, your sales page should state the specific results that these people will get when they sign up to your course, when they sign up to your challenge, when they sign up for your ebook. It should clearly state the outcome that they're going to get. So when you sign up to my course, here are things you will learn, or this is where you will find yourself a month from now. Very important, you also need to share testimonials. So I've said three things: state the problem you're solving as much as possible, phrase it the way your customers, your prospective customers, will share those problems with you, state the specific results they will get when they use your product, and share testimonials. So how do you get testimonials? If you remember, I said decide on a product, let it most likely or preferably be something that you have a track record in. And so if you have a track record, it means that there will be people that would have told you in the past, hey, wow, you're amazing, I love the way you taught me this thing. Ask them if they can give you a written testimonial or a video testimonial, as the case may be, and put it up on your page. Now, if you do not have, maybe because it's something you've not done for people before, but you are 100% sure, because maybe you've done it for yourself. So for example, you've created websites for maybe three different businesses that you have, and people constantly tell you how those websites are beautiful. That's so you can share your own personal testimonials by maybe including links of, you know, work that you've done before and stuff like that. Those three things are very important. Now, the extra sauce that you need to add to your sales page is to add some form of urgency or a hook. So urgency could be grab this offer now. It closes in 24 hours. Of course, maybe not 24 hours. Maybe not 24 hours right now, but just add some urgency. You could introduce an early bird discount and say, oh, if you sign up for this within the next 24 hours, you will get it at 70%, at 70% of the original price. Or you could include a bonus like group support. So if you sign up now, you get access to me, you get a free 30-minute call, because your time is worth something. Your knowledge is worth something. Remember, we're selling knowledge. Now it's time to promote. You set up this sales page. You have everything all set up. Oh, by the way, a valid question here is, how do I set up my sales page? There are lots of ways you can set up. A common resource is leadpages.co. You can go to leadpages.co. They have beautiful templates for you to set up a sales page. You can use MailChimp, which is an email marketing software. Very, very, very easy to set up. If you're not sure how to go about this, feel free to hit me up. I will include links to some of these things in the show notes, so you can check them out for yourself. Now it's time to promote. So how do you promote? Before we talk about the paid methods of promoting, by the way, you probably need to listen to the very first episode of the Girlpreneur Show, where I'd shared ways to promote your stuff if you're starting anything new. But I'll go over some of them again. Before we talk about the paid methods, you want to start with your immediate existing audience. So people who already listen to you. Remember I had said something about validating earlier? And so it means that you've validated. There are people who have downloaded your free stuff in the past. Reach out to them, send your link to them. Put it up on your social media. Hello, if right now you're listening to this and you do not even have social media, you don't have a social media page, what are we talking about? How do you want to sell a digital knowledge product if you are not digital yourself? So you should have an immediate existing audience. You can put this out to them. You can also leverage, you know, on other people's audiences, partner with them. If there's someone who already caters to your potential audience, you can speak to them if they're willing to put this up for you for free. Ask your friends to also share on their own, on their feeds, on their stories. Some of these people will ask you to pay if you're able to, you know, get it out somehow. You can pay for it right now, and that's a good way. Paid channels of marketing your knowledge product, I mean IG ads, that's like common knowledge. Instagram ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, so sweet. Because here's the thing about Google ads, yeah, whenever I need information, I go on Google. I don't go on social. I don't go on Instagram or Facebook when I need knowledge. Think about it. So when I think, how do I start a cake business? I will go on Google and type how to start a cake business, right? So Google ads are super, super sweet. However, I find in my experience working with course creators, I find that lots of people ignore Google ads. We are just competing with the space on Instagram, on social, and forget that there's a world of people out there who are looking for you on Google. So remember Google ads. I think I've come to the end of this session, because that's really all you need. There would be the process of you, the reason why the ad is important is because it's driving traffic to your funnel. So far what you've created is a funnel. You run an ad saying, oh, are you interested in starting a food business? Click here. And so these people are coming, they give you their email addresses, you know, because they've downloaded your free stuff, and you now start to tell them about this other paid stuff that you have, and you send them probably a series of emails or a series of, you know, WhatsApp messages, as the case may be, depending on which channel you are using, to convince them about why they should sign up for your stuff. As much as possible, you want to be giving solid content, you know, because you're convincing them about why they really, really need you. And, you know, they pay, you get more feedback from them, and you start to build your authority in this area. So some of the tips that I would give is, in as much as this episode is covering how to, you know, make income in this period where there's a pandemic and the economy is shutting down, you know, it's recovering in some areas, it's shutting down in some areas, remember that first of all, you want to give value. If your aim is to just sell, if your aim is to just make money, people can smell you from afar. And that's why I said, think about something that you already have a track record in, something you probably already enjoy to do, or something you've already been doing for people, And that way, you know, this thing gets your juices flowing. You are excited when you talk about it, and people can see your passion. If this is just about selling, then people will smell you from afar and they will run away from you. The other thing I will say is build your authority. So if in this period you are not even able to make money, as the case may be, because this is not a one-day journey. This is not a one-day journey at all. You can be content knowing that you are putting out free content in this area and you are building your authority over time. And maybe a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, you'll be in a better position to sell. So as much as the major point for this episode is to get you to start to make extra income from your knowledge product, that may not be where you're at right now. Where you're at right now might be for you to just start building thought leadership in that area that you love so much. And how do you do that? Just start putting out content. Start to put yourself out there. Let your voice be heard. When people are thinking of someone in that area, you want to be the person. And that may just be, you're just positioning yourself, you know, for the right time. That may be just what you need. I last week put out a material on how to start a podcast in 7 simple steps. You can check it out. I'll include the link in the show notes. So that might be for you. Maybe starting a YouTube channel, maybe starting a blog, whatever it is. Just get started on building your thought leadership. However, if you are ready to sell, you know, maybe you've had this thought for a while, or you even already created something and it's just been sitting on the back burner for a while, then I'm sure you must have found this episode really, really helpful. So go out there. Don't be afraid. Let your light shine. The world needs the solution that you bring, and you should not be afraid to charge for it. I would also include a link to help you. I had mentioned the sales funnel earlier. I'll include a link in the show notes to also help you figure out how to build a sales funnel. All in all, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that we can make the best out of these times. And I hope that while you search yourself for that thing, that knowledge product you can put out there, you will realize sides to you that existed that you did not even know about. Hey girl, you made it to the end of today's episode. I'm so excited and I'm glad you learned something meaningful. I'm not asking that you pay back, but you must pay forward. So if you have a girlfriend or a business BFF who benefit from listening to this episode, make sure you go ahead and forward this to them, okay? You can also share some of the nuggets you've learned on your IG story. Remember to tag me at Kiva Official, and I'll be sure to give you some major online love for that. Finally, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review so that this show can be suggested to more girlpreneurs who need to hear this. All right, bye for now.